What's going on at the MCCSC? Well, let's head on over, shall we? And joining us this afternoon is the new Director of Secondary Education. It's Eric Gilpin. Eric, good afternoon. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Well, how's your new job, buddy?
Oh, it's been a fun experience. Definitely different than being in the building.
Well, I think that's what a lot of the folks who are transitioning into the I guess that would be the administrative roles have been telling me as well. But for folks who don't know, how long have you been in the corporation? Heck, I know you were the principal at Bachelor for a while, but I don't want to rat out how long you've been there. But you're not new to any of this.
No. I actually started teaching here in 2000, so it's been 24 years. I spent 7 years as an assistant principal, then 15 as a principal at Bachelor.
You know, I talked to my friend Lily Albright the other week, and she told a very similar story about how long she has been with the corporation. Why is it easy? No, easy is probably the wrong word. Why have you stayed for as long as you have? I thought Lily's answer was excellent as well. I'm just curious, what has kept you tethered here when, obviously, with your credentials, you could have gone anywhere else and pursued other jobs?
Well, you know, obviously with two things, you know, you got to love the area you live, and then you got to love the job you're at. And so I think Bloomington offered both of those things. You know, we started the family here and just loved raising our kids here. The school system was awesome, very supportive. Our kids had a great experience. The parents and the kids at Bachelor, all my years have been at Bachelor, but, you know, I get to know a lot of people from around the district, but just the experience at Bachelor with the families and the kids, it's just so supportive, encouraging. You know, sometimes the jobs can be pretty tough, but it's just about that time some parent will or kid will give you a fist bump or a note just of encouragement. And so being in this district has been awesome with the community. And then we've had some great leadership as well to make the job much more enjoyable.
Now, over at Bachelor, we'll get to your new job here in just a second. Well, you're leaving before they put in the roundabout? You're leaving before they put the bridge in? Oh, come on, you waited years and years for all that.
I know. That's gonna be quite interesting. Talked to Mr. Bodie, said, "Hey, this is all yours now. You're gonna have to figure out the traffic. They promised to have it done over the summertime next year, so maybe it will be. But it'll be interesting to see the traffic along that direction. But it'll be easier for parents to get there. I think that they'll like that part of it. I think entering and exiting out of the building with a roundabout should be helpful."
Yeah, well, you're not backed up 10 cars in line. That's completely helpful. But if you haven't been over there in a couple of weeks or so, they're moving right along. And when it doesn't rain, and we haven't had barely any rain here in the last month or so, that will help them get going. Okay, so the question everybody wants to know is, as the Director of Secondary Education, who does that cover? What does that cover? And why were you excited to be brought into this position?
It's funny because that's one of the questions everybody goes, Director of Secondary Ed, what's that mean? So I oversee the three middle schools and the four high schools in MCCSC. A lot of direct work with principals in each of those buildings, as well as, you know, being able to walk around the buildings and talk with the teachers and the staff and the counselors and the assistant principals. So it does a lot of focusing on curriculum, instruction, programming, do what I can do to support. We have such great staff and great administrators. It's really just about being there for them and helping them wherever they need. Not a lot of things that I have to do as far as implementation at this point until we get to this high school diploma thing, which will be interesting. But at this point, it's just been, you know, really kind of supporting them as much as I can because they're already doing wonderful jobs.
Eric Gilpin is our guest this afternoon, the Director of Secondary Education for the MCCSC, longtime Bachelor man in charge. How do you like the freedom of not going just to your building every day, but kind of bouncing around and taking the temperature of other buildings in the corporation?
that is probably my favorite thing about this job. You know, being a bachelor in one building, you only get to see really what happens in your building, and then you get to see some of the great things happening in the others. You get to see the different things, but also the similar things. You know, the kids are really kind of the same wherever you go. Great kids, a lot of fun, awesome staff, but you just, people do things a little bit different. They have different procedures and programs, and man, it's just a blast to be able to see the different things that each building does. And you hear about it a little bit, but to get to see it is a lot of fun.
Oh, it has to be. And you get out and about, and you see all the pieces of the puzzle trying to be put together. And you mentioned there the high school diploma requirements. Where are we with that? Is that something that has already started that we need to pay attention to? Is that down the road? And does it really change anything that's happening in the walls of our high schools and middle schools?
So the first part, it is this new core, well, not new, this old Core 40, which I believe has been around since somewhere around 2007 or 8, ends with this particular freshman class. The eighth graders, when they come in, they'll be under new requirements for a diploma. They had a first version back in the spring and had some feedback on it from the state, and probably got beat up pretty bad with it because this is a totally different version, the second one. Very similar to the Core 40, a little more options for some students as far as choice in some of the subject areas. You know, you still have the same amount of math credits, but they used to tell you specifically what math classes you had to take, and they've opened that up a lot. So some of those changes, you'll see some differences. There might be, there's going to be a few differences, more with the kind of the work-based experiences, internships, but, you know, there's, you had to have 40 credits in order to graduate before. Now you have to have 42, and many of them are same area, just not as prescriptive as it used to be. Like I said, math, they used to prescribe the three classes you have to take. Well, you still have the same amount of credits, but the only one that you have to take is algebra. Then after that, you get some freedom. So that's kind of where it is in about all the subjects at this point. It should be it has a 30-day feedback, and that's coming up pretty soon. And then they have to have it in place by December 31st. Like I said, it's going to impact this current eighth grade class coming to high school next year.
Does the corporation have an official position on this? Is there anything you can quote-unquote do, or are we for it? Are we against it? What are those eighth grade parents going to have to worry about?
I think that overall, when you looked at the last one, people are for it. I think that, I don't know if it's one of those deals the state said, hey, we're going to send this out, this really bad one over here, and then everybody's going to not like it, and then we're going to put out this one over here, and everybody's just going to love it because the other one was so bad. But I think that there's still a lot of good things. The old one that they were starting to roll out in the spring, if a kid would have graduated with that, they would not even had enough. They wouldn't have been able to get into college because
that's what I thought. We're setting requirements that aren't even, we're not even hitting the bar.
Yes. Yeah. So that was pretty much eliminated. And so right now you can do, they have some of the different levels of diplomas, and that's going to still be an option for that student or family that really wants to push their child. But even in the basics, they'll have enough to be able to get into most colleges and universities, depending on how competitive they are. You might need to do some of the diploma plus type of situations in order to get into some of the more competitive schools. But in general, the bar is high enough that you can get into a university. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. There is some, I know that some of the people are concerned about some elective choices because they used to have a world language. Now that's an option. You still have to have as many electives. You just don't have to have them in specific areas. They're making that less prescriptive so that a student, if they find a path that they really want to do and choose, they can move down that path.
So it almost gives them more freedom, but not getting too far off the trail.
Correct. And I think that was their original. The original plan was to give that freedom, but that freedom was so far off the trail that nobody, some kids weren't even going to get into school.
That's right.
So this one is trying to provide that flexibility for a student to be able to focus on something that they're really interested in, but yet still make it so that they have the ability to, if they end up choosing college, they will be able to get into college.
Right. So if foreign language just is something that's foreign to you and you just can't master it, you're not forced to take it and then have it clog up your transcript. Would that be a way of looking at it?
Yeah, you could, yeah. But I think if you're looking at colleges, you know, and you say, hey, I want to go to college, then probably a world language is something you're still going to want to take because most universities still require that. But that would be a choice that you still have to make. So maybe I want to focus more on music or arts or one of the other type of fine art, practical arts. You could spend more time in there than you did in another area than what was previously expected, and that would count towards your graduation diploma.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. So this is going to help the folks that maybe aren't going to go to the highest route in secondary education, instead maybe more vocational. Would that be an accurate characterization?
Yeah, exactly. If you're trying to maybe vocational, and also the skill set that if, hey, so basically what they call it the three E's, where you're going into either education, which is the secondary, or you're getting into enlistment, which means you're going to get into the some type of armed forces, or you have employment. So the idea is that, hey, whatever one of those three E's you pursue, you have the skills and ability to be successful in one of those areas.
But just so people do not overreact, because that never happens in society anymore, the path to take any of these calculus or algebra 2 or geometry or Spanish AP, none of that's going away.
No. And actually, depending on the area that you, if you're like a, you know, you're a parent, you said my kid's going to college, your kid goes, I'm going to college, that's still a path to be there. And in fact, there is a second level, they're kind of like an honor, what we call honors now, they don't call it that, but basically you're moving into the next level. You're going to have to still take those things to get that next level seal on your diploma. So it's still there. They're not going away, and they'll still be rewarded if you want to continue down that path.
Did you have a good Labor Day weekend? I think everybody was looking forward to that, right? That was almost a full month into the 2024-2025 school year. Then we got a chance to catch our breath. So did you have a good one?
I did. I got to catch a little bit of that IU game.
Attaboy.
Yeah, so got a lot of football in this weekend. Enjoy the outside. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was perfect out, so that is great. Our next day off will be fall break, correct? That's coming up second week of October, somewhere in there?
Yeah, somewhere around the second, third week. It's kind of right there in the middle.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's easier to take the day after we get back from Labor Day, not on a Monday, a short week Tuesday with MCCSC guest, Director of Secondary Education, Eric Gilpin. Okay, on your calendar of things in 2024-2025, what are your big ticket items? I ask everybody this, what we need to be paying attention to either as parents of students or what you are trying to pay attention to, implement, and make sure everybody's staying on the straight and narrow in the curriculum world.
I'll just be honest. I mean, we talk about this high school diploma thing. That is by far the top of the realm. I mean, I hate to make it, really impacts some of the student things that the middle schools will want to do because they are now letting them have a few more credits in the middle school. So we're just keeping a close eye on that and then see what we're going to be offering. So we're really watching that pretty closely. That's my top. And now lots of other things I got going, but that's probably the top priority of everything.
Excellent. And I hope you are enjoying every moment of it. And I know you're surrounded by good people over there, my friend. Thanks for making time for us today. Hope to see you around the grounds of Bats. Well, I won't be there for two more years. Maria's now at South, and Mikey's only in fifth grade. So well, I'll run into you. I'll run into you in the mean streets of Bloomington at some point.
That's right.
Hey, buddy, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And if anybody has any more questions, easiest place to go is the website, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
mccse.edu, and there are plenty of menus you can sort through and take a look at, and probably find the answer to most of your questions. All right, good to hear from you, my man. Have a great rest of your September, well, what's left of summer, an enjoyable fall, and I know I'll catch up with you in the spring.
Yep, sounds good.